Chapter 62, in which our heroes are back in action. Imperial officers, ducking a constant barrage of arrows, have been sending more and more troopers into the forest to put a stop to it all. Now, only a dozen or so troopers remain to guard the prisoners. But surely that's enough to handle... Another horn blows, and Asha leads the tribe's fiercest warriors in a mad leap from atop the bunker.
Michiwa!
She screams as she lands on the back of an Imperial officer, reaching her wicked hunting knife over his shoulder and... Well, never mind what she did next. The important thing is that the officer doesn't even have time to shout a command to his confused troopers. As the stormtroopers try to fend off their tiny attackers, Han and Chewie hurl themselves at the closest guards, and the chaos is complete. Leia and the rest of the strike team charge in to grab the guns away from their distracted captors. Chewie lets loose a Wookiee war cry as he clobbers the trooper who had confiscated his bowcaster. Raising the mighty weapon, he begins blasting away and charges into the woods after the fleeing troopers. The strike team takes up positions on each side of the bunker, and for the moment, the bunker entrance belongs to the rebels. Unfortunately, the bunker door does not. It is closed again. Han punches in the code, but nothing happens.
The code's been changed, he hollers to Leia.
Imperial officers usually don't get much credit for quick thinking, but you really have to hand it to the one who thought of changing the door code after the trap was sprung. That was clever. Evil, but clever.
We need R2, she yells back.
R2, where are you? We need you right away,
Han barks into his comlink. Not far from where we left them, R2 and C-3PO are relatively safe behind a log. Chirps R2, matter-of-factly, and rolls out into the clearing.
Going? What do you mean, going? This is no time for heroics. Come back!
But of course, R2 doesn't come back. And C-3PO, yet again, has no choice but to follow. Or does he have a choice? After all, couldn't he stay hidden behind the log, too? Is it possible that, after all he's been through, his circuits have developed something along the lines of bravery? Whatever the answer, he and R2 head across the clearing, which, I'm sorry to say, is now buzzing with blaster fire as some regrouped stormtroopers launch an assault on the rearmed strike team.
Oh, dear!